kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Isang nanay mula sa Northern Territory ang ating makakasama. Ibabahagi naman niya ang masayang kwento ng pagiging isang first-time mom at hindi lang sa isang sanggol, kundi sa twins, sa kambal. Narito at kilalain natin si Alpha Kapake.
It was an absolute surprise. After we found out that we were having twins, dun namin nalaman na yung sa side ng so my mom's mom, sa maternal grandmother ko, apparently they almost had twins in the family pero hindi sila nag-survive, things like that. So hindi namin nalaman. So nung nagka sabihan lang na lola, may balita kami, so dun lang niya na kwento. So it was a big surprise.
Sa kalagitnaan ng pandemya noong 2021, ipinanganak ng taga Northern Territory na si Alpha Kapake ang kanilang kambal na anak na parehong lalaki. Sa kasagsagan ng panahon kung saan ang lahat ay isolated, isang mahirap na pagkakataon para sa lahat, ngunit ipinagpapasalamat ni Alpha ang biyaya na maipanganak ng maayos ang kanilang kambal. Kaya naman itinuturing niyang swerte at sorpresa ito para sa kanilang buong pamilya.
Not sounding insensitive, I know the pandemic affected a lot of people negatively, but I guess in our personal case, we got lucky, as you said, wala masyadong cases sa NT, konting-konti lang. So wala masyadong impact, limitations on visitors lang sa hospital and stuff. We were very well taken care of sa public hospital. So we were quite lucky in that way. Wala kaming masyadong napansin na difference. And actually, medyo nakakahiyang aminin, pero siguro kung hindi dahil sa pandemic, baka wala kaming baby.
Baka hindi nabuo.
kasi, di ba, nag-close lahat ng international borders. So, we had travel plans sana. Tapos, lahat ng travel plans namin na-cancel. So, na-stuck kami sa bahay. So, wala pala kaming pupuntahan. So, naisip namin, di ba ka, pwede natin gamitin tong opportunity na to to start a family. So yeah, and everything worked out in our case.
I think maraming nangyaring ganyan ano sa dahil nga medyo limited yung or hindi limited talagang walang international travel, even domestic travel wala during the first year or 2 years ng pandemic. So parang ito yung sinasabi nila na lockdown baby, di ba? Maraming cases ng lockdown babies.
And then, nagbablush na. Ganun na nga po.
So, para sa'yo, medyo masaya yung panahon na yon dahil, yun nga, you gave birth in 2021. So, you got pregnant in 2020 and gave birth in 2021. Yeah. So aside sa syempre ang buong mundo medyo parang hindi natin talaga maintindihan kung anong nangyayari ano. On a personal note, ano yung mga challenges sa'yo in terms of giving birth to a twin boys?
Well, I know you've never met me in person, but I'm very petite. Like my body's very small. So Even during the very early terms, I already started having really bad back pains, and to the point that kailangan maaga pa lang nag-work from home na ako, which is, I'm very lucky that my employer was very supportive, so they allowed me to work from home because hindi na ako makagalaw talaga. So, yung parang may mga nerve na naipit. And then, as the time went by, they got bigger and heavier. So I actually had to take my maternity leave early. So it was very physically challenging. And also it became mentally and emotionally challenging as well, because I'm very used, as you already mentioned, I'm very used to being busy and active, and having to deal with, like, just have I needed to be resting, just stay on bed for a lot of the time. It was very mentally challenging. But yeah, I'm glad that we have very strong networks here. Both yung families namin and ng husband ko, they're all here to support us. So I was able to focus on the positives in looking after, making sure that our babies are growing healthily. And so all in all, it was a positive experience, although yes, there were those physical, some emotional challenges.
Ngayon, nagtatrabaho na bilang isang auditor si Alpha, pero noong kanyang kabataan at bago mag-asawa, ito ay abala sa napakaraming mga bagay. Siya ang dating chair ng Multicultural Youth Northern Territory. Siya din ang 2013 finalist para sa Pride of Australia Medal. Recipient din siya ng 2014 Minister for Young Territorian Excellences in Youth Leadership Awards. Dati rin siyang membro ng Chief Ministers Roundtable of Young Territorians at Northern Territory finalist para sa 2015 Young Australian Award.
That was ages ago, that one.
Yeah.
Parang ang daming mention ng young dun sa introduction. Pero yeah, kasi madaming opportunities dito sa Northern Territory. So I was very lucky to have those opportunities, and I just grabbed whatever I could.
It's been 7 years since the last time na kasama ka namin dito, and I remember you were still in uni then, but you were also working with the Department of Finance and Treasury.
Department of Treasury and Finance, yes.
But ano ang pinagkakaabalahan mo ngayon? I know you've graduated and you're working as an auditor now.
Yes. So I work still with the Department of Treasury and Finance, dun sa Revenue Office section. So I use both my accounting and law background as an auditor.
Sa ikaisang taon ng COVID-19 pandemic noong 2021, ayon sa tala mula sa Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, tumaas ng 6.7% ang bilang ng mga bata na ipinanganak sa Australia noong 2021. Ito'y kumpara sa naunang taong 2020. Mahigit 315,700 na sanggol ang ipinanganak sa kabuuan ng Australia noong 2021. Ito'y 20,000 mas mataas sa bilang noong 2020. Ayon sa ulat ng Australian Institute of Health and Welfare na Australia's Mothers and Babies. Kaya naman itinuturing ni Alpha at ng kanyang asawa na sila'y swerte sa mga panahong iyon kung saan sa bahagi ng Northern Territory, hindi gaanong marami ang mga naging kaso ng COVID-19 sa teritoryo. Bagaman, may ilang komplikasyon sa panganganak ni Alpha.
Luckily, no. We were very, very blessed. They were both healthy. Nung lumabas sila, they were a bit small, but they didn't need extra care. We just had to stay in the hospital for a few days just to make sure that they keep growing. So, yeah, no, they were healthy and it was all good. We were well taken care of. And the only thing was, which had nothing to do really with them being twins, minalas lang ng konti on the day, is I was trying for a natural birth. But at the last minute, yung eldest ko decided to change his position. So we had to do an emergency C-section. Pero apart from that, we're very blessed that everything went smoothly.
Mag-aapat na taon na mula nang makapanganak si Alpha, at sa kanyang pagtataguyod sa kanyang kambal, nais ito na maituro ang magandang family values o kaugaliang Pilipino, lalo na sa pag-aalaga ng pamilya.
So, kumbaga ito double blessing, ano, dahil sabi nga, any baby is a blessing. Pero sa inyo, dalawa, unexpected or hindi ninyo akalain na magiging twins ang inyong anak. Pero ngayon na isa ka ng nanay, I know you have two other siblings, na two sisters and a brother. Alam ko medyo close kayong tatlong mga girls at bilang isa lang yung lalaki sa pamilya, so hindi siya masyadong chaotic pag naglalaro ang kapatid mong lalaki. Pero ngayon, may challenge ba para sa pag-aalaga ng twin boys? Dahil I assume na nakukwento ng mommy mo or ng mama mo kung paano kayo bilang mga anak na babae, ano?
Yeah, I guess very active sila. Sobrang kulit. When mama would tell us na lalo ako, nung bata, and kahit ngayon naman, very quiet lang ako, like in one corner, just, you know, I used to just do kung ano man yung sabihin niya. Pero with boys, very active. Yung brother ko, and now I see it with my boys, they just climb everything and all that. But that's okay. That's all part of it. I think ang more challenge for me in something that I'm a little bit anxious about or worried about is trying to raise good boys in this society, like raising good men who have a great respect for women, for and I think with all the technology surrounding them, like they have access at a very young age, they have access to the internet and phones and all that. That's, I think as a parent, you get a bit concerned na kung na gusto mong mag-raise ng mabuting tao. And like, sana mag-guide mo sila even with all these distractions of technology around them.
Tama-tama yan, ano, kasi kumbaga sa age natin or even your age and your siblings' age, although may technology na, pero hindi siya ganun kagaya ngayong panahon na ito. And with your twins, medyo mas lalo pa magiging high-tech, kumbaga. At mas mahirap naman natin i-control talaga ang mga nangyayari, lalong-lalo na kung sinasabi nga for the development ng isang bansa or sa development din ng society. Pero sa bawat development, meron din namang mga impact na medyo, sadly, medyo hindi masyadong maganda kung titignan. Ano. Growing up, alam ko, your parents have raised you well, even your siblings. You have a sibling. Krishna is a lawyer now. Ikaw, very accomplished. Sa lahat ng mga nagawa mo for the community dyan sa Northern Territory, and I know you continue to advocate for the youth and or for a better community. Ano yung nakikita mo dun sa pagpapalaki sa'yo ng mga magulang mo na you would want na maipasa mo o magawa mo in raising your twins? Or kung merong advice yung na parents mo, lalong-lalo na yung mama mo?
I think first and foremost, I want to instill in them that strong family values, because as you know, I'm very close to my family. My husband is very close to his family. And with all of us helping each other, supporting each other, this is why we can accomplish all these things, because we have all these people supporting us.
At katuwang ang kanyang asawa na may Sri Lankan na background, nais ni Alpha na maging multilingual ang kanyang mga anak at matutunan ang parehong kultura ng kanilang mga magulang.
At tama rin yun, kasi sinasabi nga natin, di ba, na para sa society, ang pinaka-foundation talaga is family. At yun ang talagang unang-unang magiging lakas mo, yung pamilya mo. Pero I was just wondering, Alpha, because your husband is Sri Lankan, you're Filipino, and you're raising your boys dito sa Australia. Ano yung plano mo in terms of paano mo mailalabas yung both culture ninyo para sa pagpapalaki ng twin boys? Mm. Is it gonna be a bilingual family, multilingual family?
Yes, that's a very interesting question. I'm hoping that they'll be multilingual or at least understand a few phrases here and there. I guess culturally, we're lucky that Sri Lankan culture and Filipino culture are very similar in terms of like what I said, family values. They're very tight knit. So our religions are very similar to, so in that case there's not much conflict. If we're both close, so to both families, so they get to know both sides, and we can easily visit, or I hope after the borders open, we can easily visit both countries. But yeah, in terms of language, malalaman natin. Depende kung gaano kahirap magturo. Yeah, I'm hoping that they would at least learn some words or some phrases. But it's not just the language that we can keep connected with our culture. So we're exposing them to like the food, for example. So they eat all kinds of food, Filipino, Sri Lankan, Aussie food. So they eat all kinds. I guess they have other ways of making sure they're connected.
Ngayon na nanay ka na, mas lalo mo bang na-appreciate yung pagiging nanay ng nanay mo sa'yo?
Yes! Absolutely. One time I remember cause she dropped by our house, and then after work, and then she said, oh, I need to go now because I still need to cook. And I told her, I have no idea how you did it, because I'm at home. I'm on leave. I do have a cake business at home, but apart from that, I'm on leave. But I barely have time or the energy to cook or to plan meals. Like, and I remember just how my mom was so hands-on when we were kids, and there were three of us at the time, not just with cooking, but making sure the house is clean and making sure that we all do our homeworks and we're all looked after. It was a lot now that I think about it. And yeah, you don't really see that when you're a kid.
Sinasabi nila, dyan mo lang ma-appreciate pag naging nanay ka na, di ba?
Yes.
Batid naman ni Alpa na hindi madali ang pagtuturo ng parehong lingwahe sa kanyang mga kambal. Kaya naman sa tulong ng kanyang pamilya, lalo na ng kanyang nanay, laking pasalamat niya dahil may gumagabay at tumutulong sa kanila para mapalaki ng mabuti ang kanilang mga anak.
I appreciate this, well, like kapag kailangan mong maging stricto, because if they keep on doing something, like if they're climbing things, they might end up hurting themselves. And on one hand, parang gusto mo na maging free lang sila and gusto mo lagi lang silang masaya. But on the other, yung bang kapag kailangan mo na silang pagalitan kasi baka masaktan sila. So, grabe ang painful kapag kailangan kong maging strict so masakit din pala for mama now when she used to do that for us. And you know, when you're a kid, akala mo ang nakikita mo lang yung sinigawan ka or whatever, pero hindi mo na-appreciate na kaya nila ginagawa yun kasi ayaw nilang masaktan ka. ngayon na-appreciate ko na siya.
Ngayon na-realize mo, ah, kaya pala.
Yes. Yes. Sinabi, she did warn me before, like, itong mga ginagawa mo sa akin, gagawin sa'yo ng anak mo yan someday. Ayun. To my mom, I kind of told her this last year, but yeah, I had no idea. Absolutely had no idea. So I thank her for everything, for all the decisions she made, for all the choices she made, all the opportunities she grabbed for us. At the time, I didn't see it. I didn't appreciate it. But yeah, I'm very thankful for, because she always had our best. She always wanted the best for us. And I'm very, very thankful to her, because without her guidance and her support, we wouldn't be where we are now. So yeah, I'm very thankful. And I guess to all moms, if you're a new mom, hang in there. It's very challenging. It's so challenging, but it's so worth it when you hear them laugh, when they're playing and you hear how happy they are. It's just the greatest feeling.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.